The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for October 23rd. Today's word is mawkish, spelled M-A-W-K-I-S-H. Mawkish is an adjective that means lacking flavor or having an unpleasant taste. It can also mean exaggeratedly or childishly emotional. Here's the word used in a sentence from The Spectator by Max Hastings. Now for the tears of joy, the kind to which mawkish septuagenarians fall prey. First was the experience of taking the grandchildren to Gifford's Circus. The etymology of the word mawkish really opens up a can of worms, or more properly, maggots. The mawk of mawkish derives from the Middle English word mawka, which means maggot. Mawka, in turn, developed from the Old Norse word, which had the same meaning. English speakers eventually eschewed the word's dipteran implications and began using it figuratively instead. As one language writer put it, time has treated mawkish gently. The wormy stench and corruption of its primal state were forgotten, and mawkish became sickly in a weak sort of way instead of repulsive and revolting. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.